things are looking up for SoundCloud today. Investors in the music streaming service voted to inject $170 million into the company after SoundCloud had struggled financially over the last year and earlier this summer had to lay off about 40% of its staff. Mike Regan is senior editor at Bloomberg News. He joins us from New York with more. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Jeremy.
And what do we know about this new investment into the company? Because just last night, people were saying SoundCloud could be out of business in a day.
Yeah, that's right. It really was a make-or-break round of funding for SoundCloud. It just wasn't clear that they could survive without it. And what happened is investors from two firms, Rain Group and Temasek Holdings in Singapore, have agreed to pump about $170 million into the company. And the new funding round really greatly reduces the valuation of SoundCloud. It lowers its worth to about $150 million before considering this new cash. And that's down from a previous valuation of $700 million. So they're taking quite a hit. And the deal also comes with quite a few strings attached.
Including the fact that the CEO, Alex Young, is going to have to step down, right?
Right, that's right. Investors are bringing in Kerry Trainor as CEO, and he's a veteran of the internet. He was a former executive at Yahoo and AOL, and he was the former head of Vimeo, which is an online video service similar to YouTube. And the reason they're doing this is they also plan to shift SoundCloud's business strategy to some degree. They wanted to focus on selling tools for the musicians and DJs and podcasters who actually use the site. And that's a similar business model that Trainor built at Vimeo. So they're hoping he can sort of recreate that notion at SoundCloud.
Now, SoundCloud is known for launching up-and-coming musicians. When Chance the Rapper won the Grammy for Best Rap Album this year, he thanked SoundCloud for getting him started. When we speak to DJs, they're always telling us that they find some of the best new music on SoundCloud. How does it compare to the other streaming services like Spotify or Pandora?
Well, as far as users, it's very big, 175 million users. It's been described as the biggest of the streaming services. And what you're talking about is really how it differentiates itself. It had sort of set itself apart by being, with content that was often user-generated from DJs and independent musicians and podcasters. But further down the line, they tried to take on the Spotify's and Pandora's of the world by striking deals with record labels to stream popular music. And a lot of people in the tech press sort of thought that was a bad idea. And this strategy sort of takes them back to their roots as a site for do-it-yourselfers rather than a company that's trying to play the music of the big record labels.
But they've still got challenges ahead even after today?
Absolutely. I mean, look, this is a very competitive business. You have companies like Apple and Amazon and Google with music services that are really meant just to draw people's attentions to their other products. So SoundCloud will have to really capitalize on this new business model and find a niche out there that some of these big tech companies aren't going to muscle in on.
That's Michael Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Mike, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.